This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's been widely reported that interest in gardening, along with cooking and baking, has blossomed this spring. The pandemic has left many shut off from jobs and pastimes and looking for activities that allow them social distance and a chance to get out of the house. I visited one site in Bethlehem where volunteers lend a hand to maintain an historic garden.
I organize the volunteers, and I organize the planting and what we plant, and I order the seeds, and so yeah.
That's Pat Corpora. He's a marketing consultant in real life, but here today he's wearing work boots and a t-shirt and a red bandana face mask. He's directing half a dozen volunteer gardeners spread out over a half acre plot.
So these beds are prepared and ready to be planted. So here we're going to do Yukon Gold. These are going to be all Yukon Gold. Those are going to be Red New Orleans. So those furrows have been done. And then Rick's doing fingerlings. I don't think the Moravians had fingerlings.
Today's project put 30 pounds of seed potatoes into the ground at Burnside Plantation. The garden is part of what was once a 500-acre farmstead established in 1747 by members of the Moravian Church, James and Mary Burnside. Now it's run by historic Bethlehem.
So this is the original kitchen garden. It was in three tiers. So the top tier is medicinal plants and herbs, things that they would use for, you know, kitchen, for cooking, or for medicinal purposes. And then the middle tier was called the root garden. So it was all crops like onions, potatoes, carrots, beets, everything that they could store. Like the whole theme was really storage. And then the bottom part was the vegetable garden. So the whole thought was this garden was going to feed the family, you know, especially through the winter.
Madeline Morris is a longtime volunteer and docent for historic Bethlehem. She's here with her husband and adult son.
I was raised on a farm. And I've always had a garden. So this was when I moved to Bethlehem 16 years ago, this was just a natural thing for me to get involved in the garden besides being a docent.
Madeline gets right to work. The seed potatoes have been quartered and dried for a few days, and Madeline lays them into the long, dark furrows of soil, each with an eye facing up and the flat side down. She looks forward to the summer's harvest and remembers back to her childhood.
As a child, this was my favorite thing in our family garden, was to dig up the potatoes. It's very exciting to dig up a plant and see all these potatoes hanging from them. That was always very exciting to me. I liked that a lot.
Pat, who organizes the volunteer gardening corps, says the early crops include beets, carrots, turnips, in addition to the potatoes.
And then the last part of planting will be more delicate plants, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, things like that. So this year has been especially challenging because of COVID.
The COVID-19 pandemic has meant an end to big group gardening days. He says the work gets done, but with less socializing.
I make a list of tasks that need to be done, and then I send it out to the volunteer list. And I say, you know, if you just want to go on your own, some people really just want to come on their own. I mean, they don't, you know, want to be in crowds at all. But they'll show up, and then they will till or rake or prune.
Folks work quietly, some sharing a task with family members.
I get a lot of satisfaction of seeing what we've produced, you know, and we share it, of course. And that just gives me a lot of satisfaction because you're working in the dirt. And if all else fails, if you have a garden, at least you're going to eat.
In these times of food shortages, that comment hits home. And at harvest time, the bounty is shared among the volunteers, the educational team at the farm, and some donated. And in past years, some has gone to the Hotel Bethlehem kitchen, and in return, the restaurant there has cooked a harvest banquet for the volunteers. But it's equally true that working in soil that's been tilled for centuries provides a more spiritual sustenance for the volunteer gardeners, which may be equally important during these trying times.
Okay, what's my job, boss?